So Victoria Travis, WWF New Zealand Marine Advocate, you've been out on the beaches today collecting wildlife with a team. You were going to tell us about the first bird that you collected?
We headed straight to Motu Rika Island, also known as Leisure Island. Anyone familiar with Mount Maunganui will know it's sort of right smack in the middle of the beach. And there was a little blue penguin on the rocks, probably about, it was estimated to be 60% covered in oil. And our wildlife expert, Dave, he managed to capture it and we got it in the box. And it was collected and taken to the Oiled Wildlife Centre to be cleaned up and rehabilitated. There was a little bit of an optimistic start though, because that was one of only two live birds we found. Well, we had an initial look around Motariki Island, and then we headed along the shoreline to the south, where big puddles of tar-like oil, probably about 3 inches thick, like huge cow pats, and with if you look carefully, you would see a little beak sticking out the top. I mean, these things were unrecognisable as birds. So that was a real shock to the system. A very overwhelming, because then for the rest of the sort of morning, it was a process of recovering not just oiled birds, but absolutely entombed birds. A couple of grey petrels was definitely there, and some shearwaters as well. A couple of them, wings in full span. And that pretty much set the scene for the rest of our recovery. It was estimated that we collected between 70 and 90 dead birds, and that was just in a small strip and the Mount Maunganui end, and that's not where the rest of the oil is coming in. Further south, Papamoa Beach, which is about probably 10 to 15 kilometres further south down the beach. Yeah, it was pretty serious down there, and we heard there was a lot of dead wildlife being collected. Once you get the wildlife, everything's catalogued, collected, tagged, the time it's recovered, an initial identification, and then it's all taken to the wildlife centre to be processed. Part of the impact of this is, of course, not just the economics of it, but the ecological impact, and being able to catalogue to the best of your ability how many birds and of what species are being collected. And I understand, I may not be correct, that there's a cost associated with that. The polluter pays for all of the operations and for the damage that's been done.
What's your main concern about the situation? It sounds like it must have been quite a harrowing day for you.
It was, absolutely. And at times it got a bit overwhelming, and there was, if you thought about it too much, you just imagined some of these poor birds and, probably the suffering, and them to end their lives like that. I think to see it on our beach was almost surreal, and especially, having seen all the images of the Gulf oil spill. We're lucky if we find live birds. It's mostly dead birds that we're coming across. And also, this is the oil beginning to hit the shore, and this is a long operation. I must say that the wildlife recovery team and the response and the operation is pretty amazing, and in terms of the people and the expertise and the way the process and the way this is done is quite amazing.